Money Talks, brought to you by Chase Wealth.
Paul Chase is back with us from Chase Wealth, and something that's cropped up a few times, Paul, I just wanted to expand on because it's something I'm not quite sure about myself. You've mentioned in the past critical illness cover. What does that cover and how do we actually get this?
Okay, well, critical illness cover is it's a form of insurance which you can take out alongside a life insurance policy, or you can take it out as a standalone product. It basically is there to pay out a lump sum if you are diagnosed with one of a list of critical illness that the policies actually cover. And they are very comprehensive.
Okay, so are we talking, we're not talking just terminal illnesses here?
Not at all. Most life policies actually do have a terminal illness element built into them. So the vast majority of insurance companies would pay out if you were diagnosed with a terminal illness and be given 12 months to live, they would actually pay out on that diagnosis. So you'd have the payout early so you could actually utilise that. One company actually has an 18-month window so that they would actually pay out if you were diagnosed with 18 months left to live. So terminal illness is one thing which actually most people with life insurance already have, and that's already factored in. What we're talking about is critical illness cover, and we're really talking about sort of cancer, heart attack, multiple sclerosis, total permanent disablement, and also children's cover as well.
Okay, so what then will this cover? What sort of money can we get from this?
It depends on the premiums, and it depends on the amount of cover you want to go for. Critical illness is a lot more expensive than life insurance. The reason it's a lot more expensive is it's not rocket science. It pays out a lot more because people get critical illnesses a lot more than they die, and certainly within certain age groups. So it's there if someone was to suffer from a cancer, want to take time off work. If they don't have some sort of protection in place, depending on what their employer is actually going to offer them or what they can do, they have a lack of options. As soon as you have a critical illness cover policy in place, pays out a lump sum, £50,000 into the bank account, suddenly you've got options. You can take the year off work, you can maybe pay for treatment abroad, you can do all sorts of different things. So the real key to having critical illness cover is that it actually says to you, have some time when you most need it.
And be able to pay things like your mortgage, which of course we've been talking about this a lot recently. It's such a large amount to cover every month.
Exactly, yeah. And if you didn't have anything in place, you may be worried about actually and force yourself to return to work early, simply so that you can keep your finances on track. So critical illness cover, we always say it is an expensive addition to a life insurance policy. It doesn't have to be. If I think in our program when we talked about life insurance, if you take it when you're young, it's pretty cheap. So I do encourage everybody that I know to get it as young as they possibly can do. There's another element that we like about the critical illness cover for adults is that if you take a policy for yourself, your children are automatically covered as well. So we'd never ever like to talk about anything that could possibly happen to our children, but if anything ever did, wouldn't it be great to know that there's a lump sum of money there, which means that you can maybe both take time off work so you can actually look after them. And with certain ways of setting up policies, we can actually multiply that as well.
Okay, so what sort of cost are we talking here then? What do we need to have to be able to put aside every month to cover something like critical illness?
If we're talking about, if a life policy premium was, say, between £5 and £10, the critical illness policy would be probably £40 to £50. So 4 to 5 times as much as a life policy.
The big topic of conversation at the minute is everyone trying to save money and trying to look at their expenses and think, I don't want to be putting this out every month, but something like this is something that you would urge people to ensure they do have, even at a time like this, and perhaps even more so.
Very much so. If somebody was to suffer an illness, with the cost of living, the crisis, with the prices, with everything else going up, if that income disappears and it's not protected, then that's going to put the family in a worse position. So sometimes you have to grin and bear and say, yes, we need to have that protection in place. We need to have a life insurance, we need to have income protection, we need to have critical illness cover in case the worst should happen.
And you're probably going to know exactly where I'm going now. We are on the Isle of Man. How many options do we have when it comes to different providers?
We have 3 options.
In terms of
term insurance, so we have 3 of the major insurance companies. Each of them are very comprehensive in the actual cover that they offer, and you can take it with children's cover, without children's cover. You can add upgraded elements to it. You can take all sorts of bells and whistles. There's also some add-ons that you can build into this. There's one which I mentioned previously called Global Treatment, which actually provides £2 million worth of cover for certain conditions and will fly you to the top doctors around the world. So there's some very, very good options available.
Excellent. If we want to know more, where do we go, Paul?
Come to see us at Financial Options or Chase Wealth at 10 to 12 on Prospect Hill. And one of my colleagues in our various departments would be delighted to meet with you.
Chase Wealth, celebrating 25 years of providing advice on mortgages, protection, investments, pension and cash flow planning to island residents. Money Talks on 1 to 3.